like the blind leading the blind. God says, leave them alone, because they'll fall into the ditch. Don't get in an argument with that stuff. Now, prayer and decrees, as I said earlier, it gives God earthly license for heavenly interference. Your prayer and your decree. Your prayer is not just some mealy mouth, you know, now I lay me down to sleep. You know, teach the children that. But you know, you're a warrior. Your prayer and children as well are to affect things in this earth realm. Prayer is not just something we religiously do out of a duty. Did you pray? No. When I believe this with all my heart. When you pray over food, because the Word of God says this in Timothy, that that food we eat is sanctified. He said all things are good for food. Because it's sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. God did his part. But tell somebody, pray over your food. Now don't take that to no extreme now. I know how some of y'all think. Now I'm praying over this fifth plate. So it's going to be sanctified. Now, tell somebody, prayer is not an option for you. It's a necessity. Well, you think we ought to pray? Now, let's go a little deeper. God has only given legal authority on the earth to humans. And the word legal is important. When we talk about church, we ain't talking about some, you know, what a lot of people think. Church is a political term. It's a legal term. Amen. Just like plead. When we plead the blood, we ain't begging. That's like a lawyer in a courtroom pleading a case. This stuff is not, you know, fluffy. No, this the legal terms. We are the only ones. Humans are the only ones given legal authority on earth. God gave it. And he gave it in the beginning. All right, now, I said this yesterday to the... in the men's ministry, I just kind of threw some things out there because it was so bubbling in my spirit. I've been studying it. And I just kind of threw it. But I want to continue on it because as a human, you don't have a spirit. Amen. Amen. Oh, I feel your look. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Yeah, somebody thinks that. Well, I have a spirit. No, you are a spirit. That's who you are. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, you live inside a dirt or dust body. All right? You live inside a dirt or dust body. Look at somebody and tell them, you are 100% dirt. Not 99.5, 100. Everything about your body is dirt. It might be clean, you might be smelling good this morning, but you're still dirt. Whatever color dirt you are, tell somebody you're still dirt. Dark dirt, light dirt, white dirt, black dirt, you're still dirt. So we all dirt. Now the word human is derived from the word humus. And the word humus means dirt. Dirt. Our body is ultimately dirt. 100% human. Humus. Now, man, follow me closely. Man, in Genesis 1:26, the Lord said, let us make the man. Now, the word man is the word ish, I-S-H. And the word man means spirit being. So what we are humus man. Just move the us, human. Humans. Dirt bodies, spirits put inside dirt bodies. God said to the human, have dominion over the earth. Let's read it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. This is what God said. Remember, we read in Psalm 115 that God owns the heavens, but he's given the earth. He's given the earth to the children of men. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man, ish, in our image, after our likeness, and let them. Notice, he didn't say, let us. He didn't say us and them. He said, and let them have dominion. When you talk about fish, fowl, cattle, over all the earth, creeping things, everything, all the earth, let them, humans, the humus man, let them have dominion over all the earth. Amen? Amen. We're the only beings given legal authority to function and have dominion in the earth, and it's because we are a spirit in a dirt body. Now, let's establish it. We're talking kingdom here. Let's establish this because God said it in the book of Genesis. And he hasn't changed his mind. A whole lot has changed down through history. God didn't change his mind. God is not wavering or, you know, backing up or rewriting anything. He said it. It's still that way today. Amen. Now, tell somebody right now, God's word will never change. The enemy has been good at distracting us to just doing church and religious activity. When God says, no, I want you to do kingdom. Matter of fact, I touched this yesterday too. When the Lord gave Adam work in the garden, it wasn't planting tomatoes and stuff. You know, we look at the garden as a garden like in somebody's backyard. But the word garden means order. God planted, put the man in a certain order in Eden. And he gave him work. You know what the work was that he gave him? To become what he made him. Tell somebody, now that's work. What we do with our hands, our skill set, is just a fruit of who we are. But that's the work, to become what God made you to become. In other words, to reach potential. Adam and Eve were created innocent. Somebody asked, well, why did God allow the tree in the garden? There's many reasons. But one is to allow man to choose not to eat of it. And in so doing, he would go from innocence to righteous. Amen. That's it. Did you follow me there? Amen. When you make right choices, you know, and you allow, you follow God. Now see, we become righteous through Christ. But are you under, we can never become any more righteous. Amen. But in your walk in this life, there are things you learn to do that are right. You understand? Right choices. But Adam had the option, because he was innocent. If he'd have resisted, he'd have become righteous. But he didn't, and so Jesus had to come. Now, let's take a look at the incarnation of Christ. Christ incarnate. The word carnation, I'm not talking about the flower or the canned milk. The word carnation means carnal. It means dirt. Carnation means that a spirit entered dirt. So when we talk about Christ's incarnation, his spirit entered a body. How many know, even till today, demons are still illegal? They've been illegal. They were from the day one till now. They're still illegal. It's just that that people who have been given dominion in the earth invite them. Remember, Jesus was confronting, I forget what it was, but he confronted these demon-possessed people, and they said, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" Remember that? In other words, they're still illegal, but the person gave them place to function in the dirt body so that they could do their mischief. That's why God gives us authority and power. We have authority to cast them out. Why? Because you're legal. You're authorized. And they are not. You're the only one authorized. The dog started acting up. Put him in his place. Whatever it is, the gorilla chasing you, stop and say, "In Jesus' name." Watch the gorilla stop. So carnation means carnal. Wow. The most important object that you possess on earth, and I said this yesterday, it kind of blew, when I was studying this, it kind of blew me away too. But the most important object or possession you have on earth is your body. Yes, it is. It says about take care of that body. This message ought to cause some to change their diet a little bit.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at
334-3139. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forever.